fudge. I forgot to press mine. Thank you, Danny. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of ten.
Gents. Wait,
that gent,
what?
That gent over there is wearing Anaheim Angels hat. Is Danny. I'm Jason. I'm wearing an Oregon sweater. We're mixed matching, blah, 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 blah. Apologies. I had muted my microphone. My mic was muted. My fault. Thank you, Danny. Thank you for being here. I don't know how long I would have gone without realizing it. Hey, Danny, how you doing? Not you, Danny. The other Danny. Sorry. Enemy Danny. Oh, yeah. Not Potato Danny.
Enemy... Wait. hold up. Hey, what's up, Danny? Number two, first of all.
Number one.
Okay.
Technically, well, he was
okay,
in my life
about
first.
H. Okay, yes. Okay, I get it. Okay?
He was born before you, yeah.
And I don't think he's anime. He hasn't been watching anime.
He's still anime, Danny.
Okay.
Forever and always. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm trying to
look
at...
Can I be the Pokemon Danny?
Yeah. Pokemon Danny. Do I know another Danny more into Pokemon? I don't think so. You're too new at this. You're too new at the Pokemon game. You're not quite there yet, but hopefully you'll get there. I am doing great. I'm on vacation. You're on vacation? Where'd you go? Wow. Thanks for... Is it staycation or is it vacation? Let us know. I'm looking at your background here, Danny, though. Switch, a lot of Switch stuff, Iron Man, Naruto there. It's one out of 20 things that are anime-based. So, not anime, Danny. Flying out. Where are you flying out to? Oh, actually, don't disclose that. We don't
want
to get
you. No, yeah, they don't want your people to tell you
what
you
got. Just text me. Well, I should probably come. Speaking of text, I should connect my phone.
Yeah, text him and he's going to tell us right now.
Oh, that's a great idea. Sorry.
The way you're not saying it yourself.
Yeah.
That way you have something to blame with.
No, you don't have to. Okay, that's fine.
How are you, Jason?
I'm doing all right. Like when we change the face like that. No, I'm doing great. Apologies for last week. I don't even think I told you, Danny, but I had a dentist appointment. Now I had scheduled it later in the day last Sunday, like at 1 p.m.
Dentist appointments on a Sunday?
Why does anyone say that? Is that not weird? Is that weird?
Yes, that's really? Very weird. I have never had dentist appointments or any appointments on weekends.
You know, it made sense for me. I had to find... I didn't have to. It's nothing really wrong with my teeth, but I'm the type to just if I keep having an excuse to push it off, I'll just keep pushing it off. And I was like, I gotta stop doing that. It's been a couple years that I've been to dentist. Long story why, teeth are fine, surprisingly no cavities, Danny. You know how much sugar I eat these days? Well, always and forever. Surprisingly no, thank you. Anyways, so I had an appointment at 1 p.m. And then they called me the day or the Friday before, asking if I wanted to move it to 8 a.m. And apparently it was because the office is open from 8 to 1. And the appointment was at 1:30.
Makes sense.
So I was like...
Wait, did they make a mistake?
I think it was a mistake. I think it was. So I was like, yeah, sure, let's do 8. And it turns out I was there for like 3-4 hours. So.
Oh, why?
Sure, we could get into nitty gritty. I have fillers from when I was a kid with cavities, and the mm-hmm. filler, one of the fillers on this side was starting to decay a little bit, and mm-hmm. the dentist was telling me that we're at the early stages, but bacteria can slowly start to creep in to the filling and then cause some sort of nerve damage or cause bad breath. And, you know, if you keep delaying it, it's going to be even more expensive to really get in there and clean it well, make sure it's all fine, because mm-hmm. it's going to spread a little bit more. And I was like, you know what? Just do it to me. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive, Danny. That was not cheap.
Jason, let me tell you. I have a little history with teeth, too.
Really?
This past 2 years. No, 3 years. I think I spent overall almost $4,000 or $5,000
to
$6,000. Dollars on my teeth. Yeah, it's not cheap. Thank God for insurance, though. That covered literally more than half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like I already had an extraction. I had, but this year I had a root canal. No, it's not my teeth. It's apparently the what you were saying. the fillings in some of the in one of the filling one of my teeth was already starting to decay, so they had to do a root canal on it, and because it was starting to hurt, man, it was starting to hurt a lot.
Really?
Yeah, it's a pain that I was like, oh fuck that, no fuck that. And so I had all imaginable procedures that you can have, almost all.
On your teeth,
So
really?
I'm like, so I'm like, when I go now, when they tell me, oh, you have to do this, that's fine. I'm not even nervous at all. I'm just like, okay, just get the fuck out of here.
Have you gotten your wisdom tooth taken out?
Oh yeah,
Yeah. How
four,
is that?
three.
Three of the four?
I think that was the most painful procedure, not because when it happens, it's just after constant pain for like a week, for like 3 or 4 days, I would say, three days. It depending how many you take off. If it's one, you should be fine.
They told I gotta get all mine taken out. I'm going next month.
Take your whole week off if you can. If not, take at least three days or four.
I'm
3 days,
going
I would say.
on a Thursday and I'm taking that weekend then on off.
Okay, good. You should be fine by Monday.
I'm a
Monday
little
or Tuesday.
nervous, so I'm be honest. I'm not too much of the pain. You wanna know what I'm nervous about, Danny? I'm
What?
nervous that they're gonna put me under. I'm gonna wake up with that anesthesia, and I get anxiety from all those videos of the people who are drugged up and they start saying stupid
Oh
stuff.
yeah,
And I'm like,
nah, you'll be
what am I gonna
fine.
say? I don't, who's
Wait,
gonna
you're not gonna go just to numb your hole?
actually don't know. I didn't ask that. It just said anesthesia.
Yeah,
Anesthesia. And I didn't ask
Anastasia,
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 sorry.
yeah.
And I didn't even ask the question of like, oh my, does that mean I'm gonna get put under? I was just, I said, all right, if we gotta do it, we gotta do it. It was a long time that they're like, no, they're kind of growing in fine right now. But over the past like 3 or 4 years, they're like, you might have to get them taken out. So this one, my bottom left, is going like basically sideways, like completely 90 degrees. And then the other ones are starting to go into the other teeth. So they said it's time. He's like, no, we got to get him out. Danny here says those pills they give you definitely numb the pain. Applesauce will be your best friend.
Yeah, they do.
Thank you.
They do.
Oh, man, I don't know if applesauce is going to fill me up though.
No, I have mashed potatoes. I think that this was at that time. She was giving me soups, you know. So the only thing annoying thing about it after also is you're gonna have holes, so make sure you have the syringe because you're gonna have food stuck in there
Does it
for
hurt?
like a wire.
Like
No, no.
to squeeze the water in there to
Yeah,
wash it
the
out?
water out. No, it doesn't hurt.
Oh, okay.
At first, maybe because it's yeah, but you're just gonna be numb the whole time
When'd you
because you're
get
gonna be
yours
taking
taken out?
drugs. Well, that was like 4 years, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it's time for me. That's all
You'll
right.
be fine. You'll be fine. Just take a podcast or something. Have your headphones there because you're gonna be there for a bit. That's
They
what
didn't
I
put
did.
that. They had like a list of things to bring, but maybe I'll call and see if they'll let me do that.
And yeah, hope make sure somebody drives you back. Maybe your dad can drive you, or you know somebody. Because you might want to, you're not going to be able to drive back. Maybe, I don't know.
It says do not eat anything. Do not eat or drink anything 8 hours prior to your appointment. I wonder if like I'm gonna get a little farty and they're like, yeah, don't eat. Is that why?
Maybe.
Or no?
No. It's because they don't want you to have less
Oh,
food. And, yeah.
that makes sense. But they're
And
in
plus,
there.
you're
They're
gonna be
business. They can plan
anesthesia.
it.
Yeah, but still.
Anastasia.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, that's yeah, almost 6,000. So.
Damn.
My apparently they were like, I thought in my mind I was like, okay, my teeth are fine, but no, he's like, I have to do this and do that. I still have one thing, but I'm like, I don't want to spend any more money. Where they have to replace one of my tooth. Not replace it, just add one more. Where they took the tooth out last time because it
Oh.
was already decaying. And I do brush my teeth all the time. It's not like I don't. I even floss. Oh, wait, by the way, floss. They always care about flossing.
Yeah, they say floss. I floss almost daily. Yeah. Almost. I maybe miss a day a week.
But... They always grind me. He's like, you haven't been flossing every day, huh? You floss once a couple, you know, once every other day, huh? I'm like, oh.
You got me. You can't lie to them. They know.
No, they know.
They know what the non-flossers and the flossers look like.
The funny thing is that, like, whenever they're doing procedures, we'll switch this. But whenever they're doing procedures, they're, like, talking. And they're having their own conversation. I'm just like,
oh. I hate when they talk to you and then you're like, ah. What kind of work do you do? Ah.
Yeah.
Danny says, they keep telling me I need braces. I've been thinking about braces, too. Danny says this. I've been thinking about going to Mexico to get braces. That's what all the Southern California kids do. They go to Mexico, to Tijuana, to go get braces.
We have a, not a family member, but a family friend that I have that in Guatemala, that he's a dentist. And it's Alex's cousin.
Okay.
Damn. And
put him on blast.
Yeah. He does... he does a dentist. He usually comes here to the United States and he does some work.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
With he brings his own equipment?
I think so. Yeah.
That's interesting.
You're in Cali. So if you want to do something done.
I'd rather just go to him, no? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, thank you for our dentist talk. I wasn't expecting to go there, Danny. I got to be honest with you.
Hey, dude, we got to talk about everything, dude. You know.
There's so much. There's so many TV shows these days, Danny. It is such a weird start of the year. There is a lot. Like, I have a laundry list of things that I'm currently watching that are recurring. I'm stupid, and I started rewatching some old stuff, and I got to finish it now. Like, I started rewatching Hannibal at the start of the year. I just finished that. I started rewatching Ted Lasso. I'm in the second season of that. There's White Lotus is going on right now. Severance. I started watching Invincible. Abbott Elementary. I started watching Paradise. I don't know if you've seen that one, the Hulu one. That's a good one. That's a fun one. And there's other ones. Some I don't really care as much about, but now I'm just keeping up. Like Harley Quinn, that one's really lost its pace for me. I really liked the first two.
You seasons. Did like it. You're one of the people to tell me you had to watch Harley Quinn.
It's kind of lost its charm on me.
Mm.
There's a lot going on, and then we're getting Danny.
Yeah.
We're getting The Last of Us soon.
I know.
Season 2.
Don't forget. Okay, The Last of Us 2.
Yeah.
And don't forget, Jason. What's the name of it? Because I forgot.
Daredevil is also going on.
No. What's it called? Oh God. The Star Wars.
Oh, Andor. Andor season 2.
I'm running in 3 hours of sleep, okay?
Andor season 2 is coming out.
Which we're going to have a watch party for that one.
April's crazy.
April's crazy, dude.
It's a lot going on.
I'm watching an anime, but I'm watching Invincible and then watching Severance.
I'm watching MASH. MASH?
MASH. Is that a 70s show?
I think it was pre-70s, no? No, I think you're right. I think it was like 70s.
Doing the Vietnam War.
60s.
This is a show.
Is that hold up? You know that's still like the most watched, has the most watched finale of all time. Just
what?
Like house, like yeah. By household, like, there was like the most households ever were watching the season finale of MASH.
Wow.
I don't remember like the numbers on it, but it still holds the record, which is kind of crazy.
That's crazy. It
was a big deal. I mean, there was also a lot less to watch back then. So it was
boring back then. Not gonna lie to you. On entertainment purposes, it was boring back then.
They had fun. They made fun. We're they boring now, Danny. I'll argue that we're boring now.
No, we are. We're less how do you say this? Like Wally. You know Wally?
Yeah, I know Wally.
You know Wally when they're like, how they're just in a chair?
Yeah.
Sipping soda, whatever, and that's sipping it.
Soda. You're right. They're all a little overweight.
Obese.
Yeah. Watching the screens and friends. We're on that. I saw Mickey 17. It reminded me a little bit of Wally.
Oh, I want to watch that. I want to watch that.
It was pretty good. Was it good? It was good. I was telling Diana yesterday, and I've brought it up here on this podcast plenty of times. I've brought it up many times before because we talk about movies a lot. But I saw somebody also tweeting or whatever it was. It was said because it's a flop in the box office right now. Mickey 17 is, and they said I never want to see anyone complain about the lack of original movies again. And again, I'm gonna die on this hill, Danny, because it's so true. There's so many people that complain about all we get is sequel movies, all we get are IP movies, all we get are...
And nobody's supporting them.
And then nobody supports the original movies that are good and that have something to say. So they're doing it to themselves. Danny says he's watching it today. Yeah, I think you'll like it, Danny. I think you're gonna find it. Not you, Danny, the anime Danny. Yeah. I think you'll like it too. Yeah. I think Potato Danny will like it too, but anime Danny, I think you'll enjoy it. So... It's a bit of a dark comedy. There's dark comedy aspects, as Bong Joon-ho likes to have.
But
you'll be entertained.
I wanted to, like, the creator. I really liked that movie. It also wasn't doing good. The special effects. It was amazing.
It's what we wanted. It's what we wanted to win. Did it win?
It only got, like, a special effect or something like that. I wanted to talk about Conclave real quick, Jason.
Conclave.
Because I watched it again.
Oh, you rewatched it.
I wanted to watch something, and I'm like, I kind of want to watch Conclave. And it made me think of the ending. I'm not going to spoil it.
No, you cannot. You cannot.
I'm not going to spoil it. But this, I know what you're talking about. I know that, like, those type of movies people don't watch, and then they keep saying, there's no original movie, there's no good movies no more. And I'm like, there's so many other movies that they can be good. There's other bad movies, too. But it's hard to know which one is good and which is bad. Because, you know, the Rotten Tomatoes, people go by the Rotten Tomatoes, I think.
Yeah, they do.
And also, people are not going to the movie theaters no more. Unless it's something big. Bigger.
This was an adapted screenplay, by the way. I just wanted to double check. Not a complete original, but sorry. No. Just want to.
But still, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's still movies that are really good that aren't based off of a known IP, at least. Like, no one, but most people are not going to go watch Conclave and be like, this is an IP movie. That's what they sound like in my head. But yeah, it's... So why'd you rewatch it, though? I'm curious. Like,
I'm into it right now. I'm going to this era of the whole Roman Catholic.
Oh, you're in your Roman Catholic era.
Yeah, and I'm like...
Okay.
Oh, man.
Classic eras.
I'm like... Damn, it's just... It's amazing all the things that they do. For example, the whole process... The whole process to choose a pope, but the way they do it, it's just Catholic Church. They have this thing where everything is just, it's like a dance. It's like you have to do a step. To do everything, there's a step. I feel like it's just like, I don't know it's how they got to that.
They weren't like a government. You should watch, if you haven't watched it, it was nominated for Best Picture and Anthony Hopkins was nominated for it, but The Two Popes. It came out a few years ago on Netflix.
No.
That one's about Pope Benedict trying to convince Pope, the new Pope, I can't remember his name, Pope Francis to become the Pope after he passes. That's just a straight up drama. A lot like Conclave. But it's that I really like the movie too. Since you're in your Roman Catholic era.
I'm in my Roman Catholic era, yeah. Jason, and I understand.
If you're still in it, there was a show that came out on HBO Max a few years ago that is going to be the fun way to watch Roman Catholic era. It's called The Young Pope with Jude Law.
I do remember that.
This show is horny. Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that. I don't know about that one.
This show is very hard. This first season really isn't bad. Like I
was still remember this. I do remember this.
I remember enjoying the first season, and then I just didn't really care to watch the second season.
No, this is a more like, yeah, this is more like, you know.
That's some horny stuff.
Yeah.
In many ways. In many ways. It's a crazy show. But the two popes, if you are more like it, in that serious mindset, it is interesting to watch how Pope Benedict, who I think was a little bit, I think known to be a little more on the conservative side, was wanting to get Pope Francis, who was more on the progressive side, or is more on the progressive side of Catholicism.
I think that's the problem right now with what Catholicism is going through, and that's why the church that my family goes, where my sister goes, the cardinal who was in charge of that, he changed that up. He was allowed to change, to go back to how it was. So that's why I got to this. I don't know. It's a lot to the Catholic Church.
I then watched Spotlight.
Spotlight, I haven't heard of that.
Spotlight is about the Boston Globe journalist who unveiled the whole Catholic pedophile ring.
Oh, is this with he does have sorry about that. Is this with Mark Ruffalo?
That is, yeah. I think Michael Keaton was nominated. I can't remember if I think he won his first, because I think he won for Spotlight, and then he came out with Birdman the year after and won that one. I think he was a back-to-back best actor winner.
And it does have what's his name? The actor from Conclave? Fucci?
Oh, Stanley Tucci.
Tucci, yeah.
Stanley Tucci. But Spotlight's really good. Spotlight's great, great journalism movie as well.
It's a movie that you will enjoy a lot. I know, because you're a journalist, so.
This is a good one. If you're also interested in more journalism movies, there's a new one. Oh, no. What is that one called? It came out a couple years ago with Carey Mulligan. This one was about the Me Too. I don't know why I quoted that. But
the Me Too movement?
Yes. She said.
She said.
She said. She said. This one was about Harvey Weinstein. And uncovering that.
Oh, I do remember that trailer for this. You did say this to me.
I did. Before. I did.
Yeah,
I
think
I
said it in the podcast. You did say this to me. Yes.
This was a really great, great movie as well.
Okay.
Anyways. All right.
I just learned about the history and the whole process of the Roman Catholic right now. This is interesting. The whole history, which, not good history,
My dad watched Conclave, not a movie my dad is typically into. He's more of a Taken diehard
watcher.
He's not there to think. He's there to just watch some action.
Yeah.
But he wants Conclave, and he brought up. You know what? I don't want to get into. That might get into spoiler territory, but based off of the ending of Conclave, there's a person who was similar. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say too much because it's gonna. I probably could have said it without saying the Conclave part, and you would have been connected the dots by yourself. But there was a pope several hundred years ago, I believe, who was in a similar boat. Mm-hmm. I'll talk about it off. But it was interesting. I think you'd be interested in learning or at least reading about it.
I have learned about the Templars. The whole process that they used to do, the first organization that used pretty much credit, and there used to be credit, but the way they use like a bank system, like a credit system, which is
IOUs. What we use here.
So, and how it's crazy. And I just want to know how, because I went to church and I'm like, how they got to do that? How they got to do those, you know, the whole movements, or how the whole procedure to do, you know, every step of the church. I'm wondering what does it mean, you know? I'm into that right now, so So
that's interesting. Yeah. Interesting. I'm curious on what got you, but we don't have to get there. Why are you drinking out of a red Solo cup? Are you drinking some scissor?
Is this too bad that I'm drinking is it too early to drink right now? It's 10.
It's way too. I cannot fathom drinking. That's a different Mimosa. Story. Hold on, that's a different story. Mimosas are different because it has half orange juice or 25% orange juice. So it's fine.
25%. Sometimes they give you the bottle and the little syrup or whatever to put on your mimosas.
There was a place we would go to with Brian and other football or other fantasy football people called Biggs in Fullerton, where it was a buffet brunch and all you can drink mimosas, unlimited mimosas, bottomless mimosas. And they'd give you like basically fill up the glass with champagne and then a splash of orange juice. And then you leave. We'd get there for the 10 a.m. games. We're out of there by 1:30-ish because that's when those games end. And you walk out and it's like, oh my God. It's so bright. It was a great time, Danny. It was. But you walk out, it's just like, oh my Jesus, so bright. It gives you a little bit of a headache, but I like a mimosa tipsy. A mimosa tipsy is just, I get,
that's all I feel. Yeah, you get a little, you know.
My team's losing by 50, but that's all right. You got me in the mood for a mimosa now.
Mimosas are good.
They are good.
I feel like we need to drink one day, Jason, you and I.
We've drank before.
No, Jason, but it hasn't been like that, you know.
I don't get like that, Danny.
You got once, like that.
When?
Without me.
Oh.
Just
without you, it's been a couple times.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's not true. When we do when we did the Oscars.
Yeah, but I'm not there, Jason.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair.
Maybe for Comic Con.
Maybe. I'm still trying to wrap my head around what I want to do.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You haven't even told me.
I haven't decided. Because I do want to spend more time with you.
No, Jason, no.
I do. So I'm trying to.
We want to. Denise and I, we want to either we go over there or we meet somewhere close.
Danny says go to the concert.
Dude, you'll be wanting to go to the concert, dude. Just do that.
Yeah, you guys should come. We got some new places to take you guys. New places. Diana and I went to a restaurant yesterday for dinner. Very good. We had it's very gentrified, but it was supposed to be Mayan food themed modernized though. Uh-huh. And it was basically a seafood paella but with black rice made with black garlic. That rice was so good, Danny.
Damn, that sounds pretty good, actually.
It was so good. We had really good food yesterday. We also went to go get some afternoon tea at a restaurant called Knife Pleat.
It wasn't closed?
It was so good, Danny.
That sounds pretty good, Jason.
It was so good.
We ate good yesterday, too.
They'll take you to get mango rice. I hear it's... Oh, come on. Look, Danny... It's when anime Danny it's getting a little confusing for the audience here. When anime Danny came, I promised that we would. I didn't promise. I suggested mango sticky rice.
Oh, it's so good, dude!
It's so good. I love
mango Walter sticky. And Walter never had it before. Apparently, I was like, "Oh,
he's crazy, dude!"
And then we were eating. I'm like, from Manao, this is fucking amazing. Yeah, from the one we. Yeah,
Manao's is pretty good. I've had better. Manao's is really good. Manao's is really good.
If there's better, I want to try better. But it was like green rice with a fresh mango.
Yeah.
And some coconut drizzle or something, sauce or whatever. Oh my God, it was so fucking good.
Oh, some mango sticky rice.
It was so good.
I could eat I could eat the sticky rice without the mango, but the mango just enhances it so much.
Yes. Yes.
It's so delicious. It's almost any time we go to a Thai restaurant, it's mango sticky rice. It fits on the menu. Most of them do. Danny We all went to one that didn't. Hey, but you know what? We got the blueberry donuts, Danny. Have you gone to get the blueberry donuts, Danny?
No, Jason. And also, Denise is still mad about the pie.
Oh, magpies.
Magpies, yeah. Mm.
It's so, not my fault it was closed. Man, this is now.
I'm surprised she's not in the chat right now.
Magpies is great.
We went to the Hoppa yesterday, as you saw the post.
Yeah.
I don't have the post, so, you know. But I never been to a Hoppa before. And we had my friend's girlfriend. She's Chinese, and she's you know, she shows us. She likes to go there a lot. And she shows us to properly eat it. And let me tell you, Jason, me and Denise, we kind of, like, say that it was a little better than Korean barbecue.
Wow.
It was really good there.
I think it also depends on where. I mean, same thing with Korean barbecue. Because I've been to a few different hot pots, and some of them are better than others. Some of them, the broth is... It's just not a lot of flavor to it. But there's a lot that are very good. Wait, we didn't go to a hot pot in Japan, Danny? You didn't go? You guys didn't go to one?
Hot pot in Japan? No. Yeah.
Shabu Shabu. There's one here in downtown Fullerton. First one I went to got Shabu Shabu.
We did went there. When I first went there to visit you guys, you guys took us there. Oh, took me there.
Oh.
Shabu Shabu. I do remember Shabu Shabu.
That was one introduced to us.
That was good.
What? Brian's the one that
told us. That man know about taste. Yeah, I'm not trying to get in, you know. He's, I not just feel like.
No, no, it still makes
me. No, no, I know. But, you know. Go he know it. About taste.
Yeah, he did. Haven't been to. Shit, what's that place that we went to? No, we didn't go get ice cream there. Damn, there's a lot of places that. Never mind. Let's not go down that rabbit hole. Anyways, great tea time. I think you guys like that restaurant that I was telling you about with the black rice. It was really good. It's better than paella. I'm not a huge paella fan to begin with, because saffron, Danny, overrated, overpriced.
You agree? Yeah, I agree.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad.
I don't know. I don't want to talk about too much, but. I went yesterday to just changing conversation. No, yesterday I went to the front row card show. So this is a card show.
Cards.
Okay, the Pokemon cards.
Okay.
But it's not just Pokemon cards. It's like also they have comics, and also they have like sports cards. Which sports still big? People are huge.
It's maybe not at the. I think in popularity, maybe not at the Pokemon level, but in terms of money and how many people are in it, it's still up there. Brian was super big into those sports cards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wrestling Pokemon cards. Wrestling cards. It was big. It was so packed. This is how popular right now.
How packed was it?
That they have to cut the lines. And tell people to come into the next day. And people were like, what?
I don't get the joke.
What? It's not a joke.
Oh, I thought you were setting up a joke.
You tried to make it to a big joke.
Pokemon cards are a joke. Yeah, you're right.
Jason, let me tell you this. When I was looking, I saw a couple of the people that they were recording, people that I follow and I see on YouTube, especially this guy. I do like them, actually. They're pretty nice. And I wanted to buy a card from them. But then I realized I took some of my cards that I won, but the ones that are like not that expensive, nobody wanted them, by the way. So I was like, fuck. So I was like, I was trying to use the money to spend on cards. Nobody wanted to do it. Like 8 people. No, these are too cheap. And I'm like, damn it. And I didn't take that much cash because I didn't want to spend that much money. And also, and I realized there are so many cards that are so fucking expensive. 30, 20K. And...
What?
There was some...
Hold on. One card?
Yeah. Yeah, you have no idea how some of the cards can be rare because they can be promos that they did only one time for a store. They can be like limited run that can only run. And some cards that can only be graded 10. Like, they're so hard to get graded 10. so they can become really expensive. Anyways, yeah, there was
sorry. Huh? Denise said, "Who's the guy on the right?"
Oh, it's my you. God.
Okay.
She like it. She don't... Yeah. Anyways, so I only bought like a few, but they were like few bucks. They were not like expensive. I only bought like four or five. I think they were like $5-6. The most expensive one I bought. It went for Denise because she wanted the Piplup.
Of course.
Yeah, and it was not fun for me, Jason. Not as fun as I thought it was gonna be. I had fun to watch the cards. And if I have my other cards that are more expensive, I can trade it. But to buy it directly, I'd rather just open the packs.
Once you get into that, it's going to feel like a business. Like, I feel like you're not even going to have as much fun because it's like, I didn't get what I wanted. Now it just hurts. I could be wrong. I mean, I'm sure you're still having fun opening all the packs and all that.
That's what I like, to be honest. I noticed that I'm like, I don't want to buy this expensive cards because it's kind of boring just to buy the card. But, and then what? I'd rather open the cards, get the expensive cards out of nowhere, and then from there trade those for a really more expensive card. Because just buying it straight up, I was like, no, I'm not going to try to spend my money on that.
They're expensive.
So expensive, dude.
Yeah. I'm that's not a gravy train I want to get down onto, honestly, because it's
fun though, and I'm gonna lie to you, it's fun.
Yeah,
there's a reason why people like it.
Yeah, the whole mystery thing. I saw a video on Instagram of a guy stealing cards. So you know, you go and they have like the binder that's full of cards.
He had
like a box, like a one of those Pokemon boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was holding it, so he's going through the pages, and with his right hand he's holding the box, and as he's holding it he like slips his fingers under the box, so he starts to pull a card out, like deciding which one he wants, and he's pulling the card out. It was very slick.
But he got away.
Yeah, I don't know. Denise says she saw that. She also says we need an intervention for you. You had a problem, Denny?
No, I don't have a problem. She thinks I have a problem.
That's what they all say, though. You could stop if you want to, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, but I noticed that I'm like, yeah, I'd rather just, like, whenever I can. Right now, Pokemon cards are so expensive right now. People are going fucking nuts. People are waiting. So there are some people are just waiting. So I was like, I'm waiting for that. It's fine. But it's just a lot of people right now into the hobby right now. It's crazy. And with the economy that we have right now,
I mean, they're trying to wait for that quick buck.
Damn.
It's so curious to where it came from, but I guess it's just the influence of social media. Because it's always been around. It's, you know, Pokemon cards selling for the past few years at least have become huge. But now it does feel like it's just rising.
It was the app, the free app. They got people with like
TCG.
Oh, yeah. It was the app, and from there, the new set. People like when they saw the new set that was coming out, Prismatic. They're like, oh my god, this looks pretty. And then when they saw how much people were trying to sell the main card, the chase card, $3,000 on a PSA 10.
I have like a super exclusive Mewtwo on the TCG. Like, can I sell that?
Yeah, I can sell that. Yeah.
Come on. Nah, I don't want that shit. I haven't even opened that app in a week or two.
Jason, I haven't even played games. I haven't had time to play games.
That's not true. You haven't made the time to play games.
No. We've been busy every weekend, dude.
Oh, tell me about it. Life.
Like, every weekend. Which is fine, you know.
Maybe we just need to retire this podcast.
No, I love this podcast.
So, yes?
No.
Okay, for sure. Me neither. I was the test. Yeah, I'm on the same boat. Sometimes I wish we could just record weekdays because I want to do it, and I hate that sometimes on like Sundays or Saturdays I can't. And because life, I also don't want to pause my life because weekdays are all working and shit like that. But
What a life.
Yeah, it's been a great life. It is a great life.
Jason, yeah. What? We both have good lives. I feel like we had good life.
I have a great life.
Compared to other people who are suffering right now.
Humble brag, huh?
It's not a humble brag. It's just like, damn. I could be born in a different time or era. I see those people who live like in, you know, really, even here in the United States, you know, mm-hmm. who are working hard.
Speaking of time and eras, Danny, we were listening to Donna Summers and Pat Benatar before we came on. And you asked me a question that I want to ask you. On, if you were to get pushed into the 80s, what's the first thing you would do?
Yeah, let's assume that I have money, first of all.
Sure. Well, how about this? Okay. You're going with the money that you have now. Maybe not as much because of inflation. So technically,
but I don't have cash right now. I have credit cards.
They had credit cards back then.
But how do you? Yeah. Okay. Let's say
you have money.
Prepare. Yeah. Let's say I prepare. I go cash out some. You know, maybe like $500. By that time, the inflation, $500 is a lot.
It's like $80,000, right?
Yeah, probably. So, okay. First of all, Jason, I will like go get new clothes.
Oh, okay. You dress like
I'll go to the mall. I dress to the time. It's
probably popping.
Yes, I get. Then I'll be like, okay, I'm a little hungry. Let me get something at the mall.
What do you get?
A Julius, Orange Julius.
What's that?
Orange Julius. It's like a Jamba Juice.
Oh, okay. Is that an Oregon thing?
No, I don't know. I thought it was a whole thing. No, it's a whole worldwide. I never had it, by the way, before, so I just remember seeing it. All right, I go get, I don't know, see what's in the core food. Maybe Chinese, if they have Chinese.
Oh, one of these. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with the drink, not with the actual, like, I didn't know it was like a stand, like a restaurant thing.
Yeah. I think now Dairy Queen has it merged, like together, or they bought them out, or I don't know. Anyways, yeah, I guess I did the food change, you know, enjoy the mall, and then from there on, I'll be like, okay, let me go get a hotel or something. I don't know, because you know, I need to stay somewhere. Then from there, I would like, well, what's the movies that going on right now?
It depends, what point in the 80s, you know?
Yeah. But still, you know, go to the movie theater, and I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, wait, how do you go to the movie theaters again?
Your phone doesn't work.
You just go over there. But first of all, I will buy a bunch of merch. Just products.
Okay. To sell in real time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You visiting your family?
No.
You don't want to mess anything up.
I don't want to mess with that. No. And then from there, I get ready for the night. And like you said, go see what's the nightlife, like, you know, the clubs. Because supposedly the clubs were in the 80s were really popular.
Everyone's doing
cocaine. Not dating, no nothing. I'm not going there to look. I'm just going there to observe.
I didn't assume.
Okay.
I'm going to go dance. Have fun.
No, you said that. Not what? Me.
Nah, sure. Go dance. It's okay. Nothing wrong with dancing.
Okay. You
can dance by yourself.
I don't know how to do it. The 80s.
Denise, right? He's being a little weird. Like, really, there's a lot of clarifications on that. Like, if... No one assumed you were going to, like, be flirting with anybody. I think you put that in our heads.
I don't know. You know.
I didn't assume that. Now I am.
And from there on, just go home and sleep and go the next day on the breakfast and just, like, you know.
Sounds like a lovely day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lovely day. Would you do any sports betting? The classic Back to the Future thing?
This is the thing, Jason. I have a problem with that. Okay. Let me tell you this. This is the problem I have with this. If I were to go in the past, I don't fucking remember anything. Okay, Jason, you need to remember the shit.
I don't remember
any games from the 80s.
Who does?
The only thing I would remember was the Michael Jordan playing when he started playing with the Bulls. But he started playing with the Bulls in, what, 86 or something like that?
Something like that. I don't even know for sure.
Exactly. How will you get that information?
I mean, maybe you could make like a future bet. Like, you're going to bet that the Bulls will get a three-peat in the 90s.
No. No, I know one thing though. Maybe, but I know one thing for sure. Stocks.
Okay.
Buy Apple stocks.
Amazon. Because when did Amazon
start? Amazon started in 1998, something like that. No. 96. Intel. Intel for sure. But Intel is not doing that hot right now, so I'll be like,
You cash out before that. You now know.
For sure, Apple. Because back then it was only
Bitcoin.
No Bitcoin at that time. But I bought some Bitcoin when my friend told me to buy Bitcoin when it was $1.
Really?
And he was gonna buy it too. And he never bought it.
What'd you do with it?
Huh?
What'd you do with it?
He's like, we should buy some Bitcoin.
Oh, and you didn't?
No, I didn't, Jason, because I remember it's when it was first came out, and it was only $1.
That dollar is now worth like $70,000.
I know. Imagine to put $10 and just leave it. That's and not like the guy who traded for a pizza.
Oh, man. I don't blame him.
He didn't know.
He didn't know. Like, he was hungry. He had to feed his kids, maybe. I don't know if he had kids. Let's assume he did.
Yeah, there's a picture of him eating with... He took a video.
Oh.
It's a guy with a video. He's like, oh, and he puts the amount of money he got by trading his... or selling his Bitcoin. Look,
the kids need to eat today, not tomorrow. They need to eat every day. I get it. You gotta feed them. You gotta feed them. Feed them. Go to Papa Murphy's, though, you know?
I haven't had Papa Murphy's, Jason, in so years.
Well, years. Duh, nobody gets Papa fucking Murphy.
You need to come, Tuesday, when you come, the first thing we're going to do, we're going to go to Papa Murphy's. I don't care. Diana, she's like, I want to look at this restaurant. Diana, I get it. I get it. Trust me. I get it. But please, this is something that we have to go. I'll tell Diana, please.
I don't want you Papa Murphy's.
We're going to Papa Murphy for Jason to experience the greatness of Papa Murphy's, which I don't know if it's great still.
I just don't know why I can't just go to... Dana says she's down. I don't know why I can't just go get a DiGiorno's pizza. That's my thing. Like, why am I going to a restaurant to get... I don't know why I always get on here. I need to get off this hill. I need to get
off this hill. You just have to try it. Diana's down, so you have to try it, okay?
The thing is, I'm not opposed to it. It's just so weird to me.
Okay.
Just so weird. We never get Papa Murphy's. Never, she said. Denny's.
And that's why it will be much better, because we both fucking experienced Papa Murphy's.
What if it's
after 15 years of not trying it?
They got stuffed crust there?
Maybe.
Really?
It's a Subway of pizzas.
So kind of like Blaze pizza before you cook it off?
Yeah, exactly. It was right there, huh? Their genius idea, it was right there. It was right there. It was fucking there.
All they had to do was finish cooking it.
And then here comes Shaq. He's like, oh. Was it Shaq who owns it or LeBron?
LeBron is an owner for some, I think. I think it's LeBron, but I don't know if he's like owner of the whole or partial owner of the whole thing or just...
Now I kind of want to go to a fucking Blaze pizza or...
Now they're coming out there. It's never even an option. We should go to Taco Time instead. Oh, Taco Time. And Diana says, and we never get DiGiorno's. I haven't had DiGiorno's in years. But that's kind of my point. I don't get DiGiorno's. Why would I get Papa Murphy's?
True.
We'll see if it's good. Maybe it is good.
Taco Time for sure, though. Taco Time, though, Jason... This Taco Time is the ghetto. It's okay. I get it.
That doesn't mean anything from you.
Okay. It's still in the ghetto. Okay.
That means nothing from you. You don't.
But it's run by these ladies who have been working there for years. And I know they've been working there for years. And Latinas ladies, okay?
Love it.
And they keep. I'm telling you, I keep telling everybody, I went in there to pick up some salsa. It's the cleanest and most organized fast food restaurant I've been there. For a while.
I think last time Leo said it's bussin'. or gas.
He said it was. I think Leo said it was Boston. Yeah. Shout out to Leo. Number one fan.
Well, maybe like number three. Prove it, Leo.
I think he has soccer. Oh, wait.
Where'd you go? Where'd you
go? Shit. Oh, shit. I dropped everything.
Oh, no.
All right. Anyways. Yeah. Taco Time for sure. All right. Shout out to Taco Time. I want us to sponsor us.
Wow.
You know? Dude, those taquitos, dude. The taquitos.
I believe this huge. That's pretty long.
You see it? Yeah, it's pretty long. Yeah. And they're always fresh, I'm telling you. With tater tots?
With tater tots?
They have tater tots, Jason. They have with tacos? Tater tots. They had tater tots.
I'm not a tater tot guy, Danny.
Why?
Hold on.
Before you explain this, let's not get into this, the best fry cuts, okay? But
shoestring fries.
What don't you like about tater tots, Jason? Explain yourself.
You know, Denny says neither am I. Tater tots to me, Danny, are very, 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 very hit or miss. Like, you could either have a good tater tot or it's just not good at all. And I've had very few tater tots where I say, this is actually a good tater tot because it has a nice crisp. The inside is nice. Most of them, the outside, the exterior is not crunchy. It's soggy. Mm-hmm. And it's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't care for tater tots, Danny. I don't want it. Mm-hmm. I typically don't want it. Mm-hmm. Give me shoestring. Give me curly. Give me waffle cut. Give me crisp cut if that's not the same. Give me the crinkle cut. Mm-hmm. Give me all of that. I'm a fry guy. Hot fry J. It's in the name. Not fucking tater tot J.
Okay. First of all, tater tots, I see what you mean. That's pretty, almost rapping right there. I see what you mean with the tater tots, okay? I see it. I can hear it, okay? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, the crinkle cuts, Jason, are the worst fries for me. The crinkle
cuts. Like dough taco? Yeah. Oh, you don't have dough taco.
We do have dough taco,
Oh, too. You do?
We do have dough taco, okay? Yes, like those. I do not like those because all the time they're soggy. More soggy than a tater tot.
But that's... No. The thing is, tater tot exterior is supposed to be crispy and crunchy.
Most of the time it is. I haven't had a bad tater tot.
Oh, I had so many bad tater tots, man. Monty's has good tater tots.
Okay.
Monty's has good tater tots.
Okay.
And then I can't even think of others that I would be like, those are good tater tots. I can't. I'm here on tiermaker.com where they have a list of different type of fries. It's a lot here. They even include, this one's very thought out, stale hash browns, stale curly, stale crinkle. So it has each fry, but then which ones are best if they're stale? Which ones are best if they're sauced up? That's a little too much. I don't think any of them are actually that good stale.
No, not many of them. Maybe the curly fries. I'll give you that. Curly fries is one of my top two.
Top two.
What about JoJo's? What do you feel about JoJo's?
Mojo potatoes?
Okay, is that what they call it? JoJo's.
JoJo's. Where's that? I don't know what JoJo's are.
What is another name for JoJo's? Chat, what's another name for JoJo's?
What are you talking about?
You never had JoJo potatoes?
I've heard of Mojo potatoes from Shakey's.
No, JoJo's is just the name of... Yeah, look at JoJo's or potato wedges. Oh, they call it potato wedges, I guess.
Who calls them JoJo's?
People!
What are you talking about?
I never heard anyone call it a JoJo.
Yes, we call it JoJo's over here.
What the heck? These are only ever potato wedges in my
No, look up JoJo's. Yes, what are you talking about? How you don't know this?
What's a JoJo?
Yes, Jason.
JoJo potatoes? I have never... Chat, where you at? Who the hell has heard of JoJo? Nobody's in here. Nobody says they've heard of JoJo. They say Danny's a weirdo.
It says right here, JoJo potato. By the way, I'm in the chat and doesn't say that, you son of a...
I've never heard of this. No, I mean, I've heard of potato wedges, but I've never heard anyone call it JoJo potatoes. There was a grocery store out here that sold them in their hot food area, and they were called that. Interesting.
Yes, and you can go to a website, put JoJo potato recipes, and you'll see JoJo potatoes.
During high school, we would go to the Vons that's across the street during lunch, and we'd get chicken tenders with potato wedges. Because they were just called potato wedges.
That's what you call them, but they call JoJo's as well.
I would say most... I don't know. I don't know anymore. I could be wrong.
You are wrong.
No, but I think you're also wrong. That's the thing. I think we're both wrong in this. Anyways, potato wedges are good. I like potato wedges. You know which ones I'm not the biggest fan of?
Tater tots, apparently.
Tater tot, absolutely not. No, tater tot, yeah, no, for sure. Steak fries. Steak fries, I'm not the biggest fan. All right, we got to do this potato
tier.
We got to do it next time. Because they even have tornado potatoes.
The
one that's on the stick, a spiral?
Oh, those are good. Those are really good.
Those are real good.
But it's so weird because it's just a potato that they just fry and they just put, like, you know, the seasoning. So.
But it's good.
But it's good.
You like hash browns?
I love hash browns.
I like the hash brown. Hash browns grew on me. I was not a fan of hash browns when
it's a tater tot. Tater tots are small hash browns.
Hence. No, they're not, actually. Tater tots are... I'm looking at a picture of tater tot. It just does not look crunchy. As much as you want it to look crunchy, it doesn't look crunchy. You know which ones are not on this list that I like? Are a nice country home-style breakfast potato. The ones that are nice and crispy. Yeah. Like, if you make them nice and crispy, sautéed onions and peppers.
Peppers, yeah.
I already ate breakfast. I made myself breakfast, and I'm like, I want some fries. But you're always in the mood for fries.
Jason, you're a hot fry guy.
You're hot too, Danny.
Jason, you're... Come on. Come on.
What? That just about wraps it up for us.
It's an hour 30 already?
Yeah, we've been on here for an hour, 1 minute that I've been recording. Wow. So we're going to wrap things up here. I think next week we're going to... Here's a little preview for next week. We're going to do this potato... ranking tier list, find out what the best potato is, which another one I didn't see on here, potato chip.
Mashed potatoes,
I guess. But this is mainly fries, like best fries, that's what this one is. I don't care for sweet potato fries.
But I wouldn't mind eating it.
I don't want it as my side with like a sandwich.
Yeah, you know. No.
Mm-mm. If somebody has some to my right, you know, me and Diana go eat and she has some, and she'll be like, don't eat my sweet potato fries, and I'll be like, I'm gonna get one right, I'm much on it with some honey. That makes it sound good.
Do you steal some when she's gone to the bathroom? Do you steal some of her food?
I'll do it in front of her. I feel guilty if I do it behind her back. I'd rather she gets upset after she told me get your own fries or get your own chips. It's usually hot Cheetos. She says, get your own hot Cheetos because these are mine. And that's fair. I understand that. I'm the same boat. Get your own hot fries. These are my hot fries.
Gotcha.
And then I eat some and she's like, I knew this was going to happen. and I say, read them and weep.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. I cannot do it to Denise, though. Denise has a memory of, I don't know, what's a... I think that remembers everything.
But... Goldfish.
Is that what her... No, okay, that's the
elephants.
Opposite. Elephants. Okay. Elephants, yeah. Because she... I cannot... If we were to move something...
Did you touch my food?
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's impressive. She's got a photo memory of her food, where she left it, how she left it, when she went to the restaurant.
I cannot.
That's smart.
I cannot.
That's smart, because you got to look at your plate.
If she buys the cookies, she knows how many there is already just by looking at it.
I respect it. That's why I don't do it behind Diana's back. I just can't. What?
I just can't.
Oh.
You can. Yeah, you feel bad.
I feel bad. I can't do it behind the back, because it's just going to be... It's disrespectful. It's more disrespectful. I'd rather just...
It is.
Up front. It is. I'm going to steal a fry or two. But, yeah. That's okay.
It is. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody for tuning in here. Thank you, everyone who joined us today, this morning, live on a beautiful Sunday morning here. Denise says, just ask. That's a great point. I ask sometimes, most of the time. After I...
No, I always ask. I always ask. Yeah. I don't just steal it.
She may disagree. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in live. It is March 16th, 2025, 10:30 a.m. We're finishing up. We're wrapping up here. Thank you, Danny, for joining us. Diana, Denise, thank you, guys. Some of our biggest fans. Shout out to Leo. Go play some soccer. You're playing some soccer. You're going to tune into this maybe in the future. Don't forget to watch us here on youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents. Listen to us anywhere you listen to podcasts. If you are anywhere watching or listening, don't forget to rate and comment so that the algorithms algorize. Man, I was doing so well.
Yeah, you were doing pretty hot right there.
But I was doing so well that I went for algorize. I don't know.
Anastasia, remember?
Anastasia. Apologies for 2 weeks ago where I didn't upload on the podcast. That was because I forgot to hit record. There's no going back from that. That's a boo-boo on my end, but that's life. So is life. So is thighs. This has been a great episode. I've had fun with you, Danny. This is always fun. The audience had fun. You had fun. I had fun. You look great without the beard, with or without the beard.
No, I do not.
Don't let the haters hate. That's been Danny. I've been Jason. This has been Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan.
Jans.